Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Brethren, God has put all things under his Son's feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And you he made alive, when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind, and so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 3, verses 19 through 22. At that time Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by John for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he shut up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, as a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." On this day, the 17th of September, we commemorate Sophia and her three daughters, Faith, Hope, and Love. These saints were from Italy and contested for the faith about the year 126 during the reign of the Emperor Hadrian. Faith was 12 years old, Hope 10, and Love 9. Each was tormented and then beheaded, from the eldest to the youngest. Their mother Sophia mourned at their grave for 3 days, where she also fell asleep in peace. Because of her courageous endurance in the face of her daughter's sufferings, she is also counted a martyr. The name Sophia means wisdom in Greek. As for her daughter's names, Faith, Hope, and Love, or Charity, they are Pistis, Elpis, and Agape in Greek, and Vera, Nadezhda, and Lyubov in Russian. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.